Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Sota, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ha'isa miskasab levana mechasa b'shcharim. If she normally wears white clothing, because that's what looks nice, she should wear black clothing. If she normally looks good in black clothing, she should wear ugly clothing, whatever it is. Meaning, we don't want her to be wearing her favorite color and looking her best. Ha'yivala kleizav v'katleos nezam v'taboz. If she has all sorts of types of golden jewelry and earrings and rings and other things, ma'avirim mimena kedei le'na. We remove all of that. We want her to look as degraded as possible. And then they bring a chevel mitzri, a certain type of Egyptian rope, and they tie it above her breasts to keep her clothes from falling off entirely. Because remember, they tore her clothing when they yanked at her clothing. And the reason it's a chevel mitzri is because she acted like Maisa Mitzrayim, who were a bunch of shtufe zima. The color rotzaliros baliros. And anyone wants to see her can come see this state of degradation that she was in. Except for her own avadim and shvachos mev sheli begaspehen, because when she sees them, she'll be too prideful to admit that she had done this avera. So she'll still insist on her innocence. And again, the whole point of all this is we're trying to get her to admit that she's guilty before we have to give her the waters that will make her implode. The kala nashim mutaros l'rosa. All women are permitted and even supposed to come and see what happens to her so that they'll follow the example. Shenemar v'nivasu kol hanashim v'lo se'asena k'zimas chena, meaning that, so that they're not going to follow her example. They'll see this is what the winner's circle looks like. You know, this is where you want to end up. You have to behave yourself so that you don't become like this person. Now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. V'midah sh'adam modeid ba modeid l'mod. The very same midah, very same measure that a person uses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in punishing that person. Meaning this is the concept of Mida keneged Mida. He kished esas mal avera. She made herself look beautiful for the purpose of doing avera. Saha makam nivla. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes her look ugly. He gilsa esas mal avera. She exposed herself for the purposes of an avera. Hamakam gila aleha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposes her by having her stand at Sharni Kanar and the whole world to see her terrible disgrace. But Yarech hischila ba'avera. And she started the avera with her thigh and then continued with her belly. And so her thigh is struck first and then her belly. And the rest of her body also doesn't escape any punishment. It's all going to be subject to part of this punishment. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if she would normally wear white, we'd make her wear black clothing. And if she had fancy jewelry, we take all of that off, and we would tie her clothing up with a chevel mitzri so it wouldn't slip off, and everyone can come and see her except for her own avadim ushvachos, because we don't want to embolden her, and all women are encouraged to come and see her so that they could see that this is what happens to a person who behaves in this kind of way. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that everything is mida keneged mida. She got herself all dressed up for the avera, so we're going to degrade her. She exposed herself for the avera, so we're going to expose her humiliation in as public a way as possible. She started the avera with her thigh and then her belly. That's exactly the way she's going to suffer the consequences by drinking the mei hamarim, and then her whole body ultimately is going to be affected by it. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches.